Gentlemen, this is not Hisham Talawi, your usual host for Current Issues, but his evil apprentice. My name is Mark Glenn, and Hisham is away on some very important business right now, and he, for whatever reason, asked me to fill in for him. I don't know if it's out of a fit of temporary insanity on his part or whether he really does have enough confidence in me to steer the ship and not run it aground in his absence, that he has decided to ask me to do this. Anyway, here we are, once again, Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening, depending on where you are. Over here where I am in northern Idaho, it is the afternoon, and it is unbelievably beautiful, ladies and gentlemen. Now, most people who know me, they have to deal with my constant grumbling over the weather up here in North Idaho. Except between the months of August to about the middle of October. Literally, there isn't a more beautiful place you can be anywhere on Earth than here at that time. Of course, the rest of the year, you really should be someplace else because it's very cold and very gray and very dreary. But nonetheless, it is quite beautiful up here right now. And everybody's busy getting ready for winter. You can see them as busy as bees right now, chopping their firewood, getting their roofs in order in preparation for the snow, because we get quite a bit of snow up here. That's one of the things that I've learned about living up here, ladies and gentlemen, which is that you have to take the weather seriously. You don't want to decide to start dealing with winter once October or November arrives, because by then it's too late. And I guess that living up here as long as I have and dealing with things in this fashion, this is more or less what has caused me to get involved in watching the political weather the way that I do. I've learned, I guess, by immersion up here, that you have to pay attention to things before they get here. You have to make preparations for things before they arrive. Otherwise, what's going to happen is that you're going to be caught in the middle of it, and there will be little that you can do about it for quite some time. Anyway, first news item on the board today, obviously, is the upcoming conference, since we're talking about upcoming events, upcoming apocalyptic events, some people might say. The upcoming conference in October, over the weekend of the 12th to the 14th, in Southern California, and it is the No More Wars for Israel conference that is being hosted by the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, which just so happens to be Hisham and I. We have a very interesting group of people who are going to be speaking there. Of course, assisting us is American Free Press, the newspaper for whom I work. American Free Press will be sending along the one and only Michael Collins Piper, longtime writer and columnist for AFP. Mark Dankoff, also of RBN, will be there to speak. Of course, Hisham Talawi. My good friend, Father Christopher Hunter, a traditional Catholic priest, a very prolific writer and a very patriotic-minded priest. He's going to be giving a very interesting discussion on the biblical roots of Israel and whether it's Christian we're supposed to support it. I hear that music coming up, which means we're going to a break, so we'll be back in a couple of minutes and we will continue our discussion about the upcoming conference, ladies and gentlemen, Current Issues. Stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are back here at Current Issues, the radio program. I am your temporary host, Mark Glenn. Hashem Talawi is away on earth-shattering business of some sort. He won't tell me what. He never does. He thinks that I'm spying on him or something. But for whatever reason, he's asked me to fill in for him in his absence, which I'm only too glad to do. Anyway, we were talking about the upcoming conference before the commercial break. I was listing off some of the people who will be there to speak. As I mentioned, of course, Michael Collins Piper will be there. Mark Dankoff from RBN, a very prolific writer and, in my opinion, one of the best minds that we have out there today, analyzing what is going on in the Middle East and what is going on in America politically. We have Hashem Talawi, of course. We have Father Christopher Hunter, a traditional Catholic priest who is a good friend of mine. He's a good man, folks. Don't buy into a lot of this stuff that is floating around on the internet these days about the Vatican doing this and the Vatican doing that. I know that there are bad apples in every barrel, but We need to keep in mind that we also have some very good men, such as Father Hunter and Father John Martinez, also, that you hear often mentioned on RBN. Let's see. We have a survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty, Tito Howard. He will be there to make a presentation on behalf of what took place to the men aboard the Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. You know, ladies and gentlemen, on a personal note, the attack on the USS Liberty is something that I really took an interest in earlier this year as I was covering the upcoming 40th anniversary reunion that was going to take place in Washington, D.C. And I spent quite a few months interviewing a lot of the survivors of the Liberty. And, you know, to this day, I'm just astounded at the event in and of itself. It's absolutely amazing to me that a United States ship was attacked by a foreign government. This was not an act of terrorism, ladies and gentlemen. This was an act of war. 34 of our men died, 171 were wounded. The ship was attacked for over an hour with almost 1,000 missiles, 5 torpedoes, hundreds of thousands of rounds of armor-piercing bullets, napalm, and yet nothing happened as a result of this. Israel did her usual business of lying about the event, mischaracterizing what took place, and sweeping the whole thing under the rug. And to this day now, these men still fighting for the justice that they deserve after what took place that day are still fighting, but unfortunately are no closer to getting that justice. But needless to say, Tito Howard will be there, and I believe if we have time, we're going to try to play some video footage there at the conference. There have been some very well-made DVDs available in the last couple of years dealing with the Liberty incident. And unfortunately, even among patriots, people really don't have as good a grasp on what took place that day when 34 of our young men were killed than they should. This is something that I do want to spend what I would consider an adequate amount of time discussing at the conference, because I really do believe, ladies and gentlemen, that it is because of the USS Liberty incident that we find ourselves in this mess that we're in today with regards to the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, the upcoming war in Iran. If the Liberty incident had been dealt with in the proper way, let's put it this way, if the Liberty incident had been dealt with, imagine for a second that it had been Syria or Saudi Arabia or any other Middle Eastern country that had attacked the USS Liberty in the same way that Israel did, the outcome would have been much different. We would have been at war with whatever nation had done this 40 years ago. And had the USS Liberty incident been dealt with the way that it should have been dealt with 40 years ago, we would not find ourselves in the mess that we're in today. In addition, we have some very interesting Muslim speakers who are going to be at the conference. We have Dr. Talqab Siddiq, who is the publisher of New Trend magazine, who's going to be there, a very outspoken critic, not just of Zionism, but of the attack on Christian society that we see taking place, particularly in the United States today. Dr. Siddiq, as a Muslim, is out there trying to warn people that they are, particularly Christians, that they are slowly but surely losing their culture, losing their country to the wiles of what we would call the Zionist agenda. And I'm particularly looking forward to hearing him speak. Joachim Martello, who is well-known on the Internet, a regular writer on Al Jazeera, he will be speaking on the power of the Israeli lobby in the United States and some of the inside information that he has with regards to how this lobby works. He's going to be there speaking. Should be very interesting. We have several mystery speakers who are going to be there. I'm afraid you're just going to have to wait till that weekend comes to find out who they are. some of these speakers, if we can lasso them in and bring them in to speak, ladies and gentlemen, they are of such international renown and importance that this conference is probably going to not just make national news, but international news if we can manage to get them there. So anyway, anyone interested in finding out more about the conference, they should go to the website that's been created specifically for this, and it is found at No More Wars for Israel, all one word, No More Wars for Israel, .blogspot.com. And you'll find some of the information that you need there as far as the registration and also any contact information. One thing I would like to point out, though, ladies and gentlemen, if you are planning on going to this conference, you need to register early because we don't have a lot of people involved in putting this thing together. And so if we get a flood of registrations all at one time, then it's it's not out of the question that there could be some goof-ups in terms of scheduling and things like that. So if you're planning on attending, you really should get your registration in a timely fashion and not wait until the last minute, because if we get swamped with a couple of hundred reservations, it's not inconceivable that things might get goofed up. Okay, anyway, anybody interested in calling today's show can do so by dialing 800-313-9443. You know most of the topics that we discuss here, and so you're free to call and to make your comments. Now, a lot of news this week, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been paying attention, particularly with regards to the situation in the Middle East. One of the things, obviously, that has generated quite a bit of discussion has been the release of the much-awaited book by Professors Wald and Mearsheimer. I received an advanced copy of this from a good friend of mine who lives in Washington, D.C., and I haven't read all of it yet, but I have been going through it, as time allows. And I want to temper what I say because I don't want to be the wet blanket that I am typically known to be here, ladies and gentlemen. And I suppose we should be grateful for every little thing we get. But the fact of the matter is that I have a hard time joining in on the chorus of jubilation that seems to be taking place with regards to the release of this book. In all honesty, there really isn't anything new about it, okay? Those of us who have been following the intrigues of this thing that we call Zionist influence in American foreign policy will recognize immediately upon reading the book that it's basically information that has been out there literally for decades, okay? A lot of the same stuff that's in this book are things that other people, such as Michael Collins Piper, other writers with American Free Press, people have been saying this kind of stuff not just for years but for decades, ladies and gentlemen. This situation in the Middle East, and particularly the situation involving the Palestinians and the Israelis, this has been going on for at least 60 to 70 years. This is something that people have got to keep in mind. You know, they always point towards 1947, 1948 as the pivotal year, you know, when Israel was created. But this problem has been going on a lot longer than that. And there were voices, including voices within our own State Department, who were warning us of the impending catastrophe that was going to take place if the United States decided to throw its weight behind the creation of the State of Israel. I hear that music, which means I have to shut up for a few minutes, which is fine because I'm kind of tired of talking. So we'll be back after a few minutes. And we will continue this discussion. You're listening to Current Issues. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. I'm Mark Glenn, filling in for Hisham Talawi. Now, as I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, with the release of this latest book by Professors Walt and Mearsheimer, there's a lot of excited talk taking place out there. Of course, you know, the Jewish groups, they are doing their usual shtick of screaming and screeching and hollering. Abe Boxman released his own pithy little book the same week that this was released, basically in his own attempt, his organization, the Anti-Defamation League, in their attempt at refuting everything that's in the book by Walt and Mearsheimer, which, by the way, is entitled The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. Now, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to be a wet blanket. I don't want to rain on anybody's parade here. But the fact of the matter is that there's not a lot to get excited about with this. You see, it's like the weatherman telling you when you're in the middle of a hurricane that you're in the middle of a hurricane. You see, his job was to tell you that the hurricane was coming days ago so that you could have had time to prepare for it. So the fact that the weatherman now is saying, well, ladies and gentlemen, all indicators are right now that there's a hurricane taking place and it's wreaking havoc everywhere it goes. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but I have a hard time joining in on the chorus of praise such a weatherman like this. Now, the fact of the matter is, as I said, I don't want to be too bitter. I know that we should be grateful for every little thing that appears to help us out in this struggle to get the truth out. But the fact of the matter is that there are a lot of people who have sacrificed a hell of a lot in their lives, ladies and gentlemen. And they don't have fancy graduate degrees. They don't hold tenured professorships at some of the most prestigious universities in the country. These are people who have lost their jobs. Some of them have been brought up on trumped-up charges and thrown into prison, had their property taken away from them. They have really paid the ultimate sacrifice in order to get the truth out concerning this monster known as the Zionist lobby in the United States. Now, where is all the excitement for them? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I do not include myself in these people. I am a relatively new player to this game. So I'm not speaking with any kind of bitterness about any of the sacrifices that I may have had to have made doing this. I'm talking about the guys who have been in it for 20 or 30 years or more. And they spent a lifetime being ridiculed, vilified. They lost their jobs. Many of them lost their families over this. And now here these two professors come forth and state something that is the obvious to the rest of the world. And all of a sudden now they're getting the keys to the city. Now, like I said, I have a problem with this. I hate to sound like it's a case of sour grapes, but Professors Walt and Mearsheimer, this information has been out staring you in the face for decades, particularly the two of you who are involved in the area of political science. Where were you 20 years ago? You know, I just read a news story today. This is just to give an example of what I'm talking about how a U.S. court ruled that the government of Iran is going to have to pay an astronomical sum of money to the families of the American servicemen who were killed in Beirut in 1983. This is more or less a symbolic ruling, but the fact of the matter is that if anyone had read the book written by ex-Mossad agent Victor Ostrovsky, they would know that this bombing took place with the full foreknowledge of the Israeli government. That was 24 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. This is just one small example. The information has been out there for a long time, and now American academia is just now getting around to figuring this thing out and discussing it. You see, I have a problem with this, ladies and gentlemen, and you should too. Now, speaking of great individuals, my screen tells me that an individual is waiting on the line here, an individual I consider to be great, and I know, ladies and gentlemen, you probably get tired of hearing me talk about him, and he probably gets tired of hearing me talking about him too, because he is a very humble man. But nevertheless, out of the blue, from Washington, D.C., we have a man who has sacrificed quite a bit in the last 20 or 30 years of his life in trying to do his patriotic duty in warning Americans about the dangers that they face. And his name is Michael Collins Piper, and we are going to pull him up right now. Michael Collins Piper.
Mark, I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. I appreciate the good words, but I think the simplest explanation for what I've done is probably the fact that I didn't know any better. Not quite. I actually knew by the time I actually got involved in this stuff, I knew I was going to get myself in trouble if I continued to pursue it. Well, you have a break coming up.
Yes, so we do. Good thing that you're experiencing this, because I'm not.
I'll have to hold my grand words.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Current Issues, the radio program, and I am filling in for our good friend who is away on important business, Hisham Talawi. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we have on the other line with us the one and only Michael Collins Piper. And, you know, I was toying with the idea today of calling him and asking him to come on, but I thought, you know, this guy hears from me every single day. I drive him nuts with my phone calls and with my questions, and I thought, you know, he deserves a break. I know he's going to be down at AFP today, probably typing away at one of his several books that he's finishing up. And it just goes again to show you the greatness of Michael Collins Piper, that despite me not bugging him and asking him to come on the program, that he decided to volunteer his services anyway, and here he is.
I hate
Mike.
Mark, I really hate to burst your bubble, but I called in to correct an error you made. Actually, it's a very minor error. It was and I wanted to emphasize, actually, what you said incorrectly was that Tito Howard was a survivor of the attack on the USS Liberty. But
and
no,
he's not.
Tito, of course, is a producer of the video Loss of Liberty.
Uh-huh, yes.
You said
I was under the impression that he was actually on the ship that day.
Oh, well, I'm here to tell you live on international radio that he was not. No, Tito is simply he's been so connected to the event that it's no surprise that many people would think that. No, Tito has been very, very close to the Liberty survivors for years and has worked relentlessly to bring out the truth. He was working on it as far back as like 1967,
mm-hmm.
working with a variety of journalists here and abroad. He's even mentioned in the first book that was ever written on the attack on the Liberty. And now, of course, because I'm getting old, perhaps having been bombarded with death rays from the Mossad, I can't remember the name of the book, but it's a book by Anthony Pearson.
Yeah.
Tito has been around for years, working on the subject and working with the survivors of the Liberty, and he's worked with a lot of like Admiral Thomas Moore and Admiral Starring, and all just so many, many people that his name has become almost synonymous with the USS Liberty survivors. But no, Tito was not on the Liberty when it happened. But it really doesn't matter, because there have been so many people out there like you who have been trying to bring out the truth about the USS Liberty. So it's no surprise that you may have thought that, because Tito has been with them for so long. But no, Tito's not a survivor of the Liberty, but believe me, he is a survivor of nearly 30 years of relentless attacks from the Anti-Defamation League and from the Israeli lobby. And Tito is a gutsy guy, and he is one person outside the survivors of the USS Liberty themselves who has really been in the forefront and in the middle and in the background in every respect, trying to bring out the truth of the attack on the Liberty. So needless to say, Tito in many ways is he's certainly in spirit with the men of the Liberty. But be that as it may, that's a minor point. I just didn't want the Anti-Defamation League to spread the word that Mark Glenn is now claiming that Tito Howard was on the USS Liberty or something along those lines.
Well, I appreciate that. I am not the stickler for details like my friend on the other line, on the other end of this line is, and so I appreciate greatly.
Well, I am a stickler for details. That's why so many people want to hit me with a stick, including my friends and colleagues at American Free Press. Incidentally, however, I do need to mention that in this week's issue of American Free Press, which I had at handy, there is an article from I believe it's, I can't think of his name, but there's a letter to the editor praising your work on the USS Liberty, and it's from the president of the USS Liberty Survivors Association.
Well, that would have been, let's see, Gary Brummett was the...
Yeah,
I
think it was
down.
Gary Brummett. Yeah, I don't have that issue of the paper handy, but needless to say, I even meant to mention that on my show the other night and dragged a copy of American Free Press home to my little home studio, so to speak, to read that on the air, and I'll just have to do that at another time.
Well, don't feel obligated to do that, Mike.
Well, I'm going to do it because, you know why? Because I may not do it on this radio show, but I'm going to do it on my radio show because that's my radio show.
I understand that, but, you know, as much as you hate to have me praising you all the time, it is mutual, my friend.
Okay, well,
anytime you feel like changing the subject, you know, then changing it, say, to Daryl Bradford Smith or something like that, that's perfectly fine with
Well,
me.
You know, speaking of Daryl Bradford Smith, I think it's kind of funny that we actually got this letter from the USS Liberty Survivors Association praising your work, because Daryl Bradford Smith, of course, has been saying that you're covering up for Israel on the attack on the USS Liberty, which anyone who has read your work knows that's absolute idiocy, absolute nonsense. Not your work, rather the claim by Daryl Bradford Smith that you were covering up. So anyone who continues to take Daryl Bradford Smith seriously on that matter had better check with the survivors of the USS Liberty, who say that Mark Glenn is doing one hell of a job bringing out the truth.
Well,
I don't think they're
going
to be writing a letter to anybody saying that Daryl Bradford Smith, Eric Huffschmidt, and their erstwhile partner, quote-unquote, Christopher Boleyn, have contributed to anything regarding the USS Liberty. But I do want to change the subject because as I was waiting to come up, you brought up a subject, Mark, that it's near and dear to my heart, and that is this... I don't want to say near and dear to my heart, but this new book on the Israel lobby, I'll tell you what, I have the very same feelings and concerns about that book that you do, because let me tell you this much. When I first read the paper, the academic paper that Professors Mearsheimer and Walt prepared, and it was only in a paper format about 85 pages long, now it's been turned into a book with a lot of additional material added, I had one startling revelation. In one part of their paper, I was reading material that just jumped out at me because it was material that I had already used in my book, The High Priests of War, which came out in 2003, well before these gentlemen ever put out their paper in 2005. And now I'm not saying they pirated from my book, but I will tell you this much. Their paper relied on, obviously, many of the same sources that I did, and that's inevitable because there are a limited amount of sources out there. But my concern was that the references in their book almost seemed to be in the same order as they had appeared in mine, with different transitional words and phrases between them. And I was like thinking, I wonder if Drs. Mearsheimer and Walt just happened to have a copy of my book, The High Priests of War, which they used to, say, crib their notes from in putting their own book together. Now, I have no proof of that, and, you know, again, I even hate to say that publicly for fear of being accused of sour grapes, but your point is well taken, Mark, that there have been many, many people, many people, and I'm just one of them, many people who have been trying to alert the world to the problem of Israel, and Mearsheimer and Walt, you know, spent many, many years in academia where they could have done that, and they chose not to do it until 2005. If they had done it a long, 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 long time ago, maybe we wouldn't have gotten to this crisis point where we are today.
That's exactly right, Mike.
And
let me think about this. I know people probably get sick of hearing me harp about the USS Liberty incident. But the fact of the matter is if the American intelligentsia had taken this situation that took place and given it the kind of scholarly consideration that these two gentlemen writing this book have given to the Israeli lobby, the history not just of the United States but really of the entire world over the course of the last 40 years would be radically different. We wouldn't have 2 million dead Iraqis. We wouldn't have hundreds of thousands of dead Palestinians, hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians, and we wouldn't have a lunatic sitting in the White House right now, literally with his finger on the nuclear button.
Well, Mark, you know, okay, let me tell you something else too about Mearsheimer and Walt's book. Now, you know, again, it's kind of funny. I just said to somebody. Somebody said to me yesterday here at the American Free, I happen to have a new book coming out. See, I'm not going to pull any punches and I'm going to be completely upfront about this. I have a new book coming out. Well, the title is neither here nor there because the book hasn't been published yet. But in reading their book, I kept stopping again and saying, oh, yes, I knew that. I've written about that in my book. Oh, yes, that's in my book. That's in my book. That's in my book. So Mearsheimer and Walt are not coming out with anything that's strikingly new. Much of the material already appears in my book, which is getting ready to go to the printer. But there's one difference between Mearsheimer and Walt's book and my book. Boy, I really sound commercial here, but I don't want to be commercial. I'm just telling it like it is. The one difference between my book and Mearsheimer's book is that my book focuses on the fact of Israel's nuclear arsenal and the impact that Israel's nuclear arsenal has had not only on the Middle East but on the entire world vis-a-vis the conduct of U.S. foreign policy. Israel has used its nuclear arsenal, which they only got because John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and I can say that without hesitation. Israel has used its nuclear arsenal to force the United States to do a lot of things the United States might not have otherwise done if it weren't for the fear that Israel might use its weapons. That nuclear arsenal, in combination with the powerful Israeli lobby here in the United States, has made Israel, as far as I'm concerned, perhaps the most powerful nation on the face of the planet. Israel holds the world hostage through its nuclear weapons. Saddam Hussein, Ahmadinejad of Iran, the Syrians, nobody else in the Middle East would feel compelled to build nuclear arsenals themselves or to try to build other weapons of mass destruction if it weren't for the fact that the United States has let Israel get away with this since 1963, at which time John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Now, here's where it comes full circle. I was very, very anxious to see what Mearsheimer and Walt say in their book about Israel's nuclear arsenal. And I was absolutely amazed to see that they say very little. If anything, they downplay the idea that John F. Kennedy was engaged in a fierce battle with Israel. They suggest that, well, Israel just simply managed to sneak their nuclear arsenal by John F. Kennedy and by other administrations. Nothing could be further from the truth. So Mearsheimer and Walt, they've done a lot of good work in their book, echoing what I have written and what you have written and what literally thousands and thousands of other people have written over the past 25 years, but they absolutely fall down on the job in focusing on the fact of Israel's nuclear weapons. And Israel's nuclear weapons are at the center of world unrest today. And if these tough guys who are now out there casting themselves as the world's leading critics of the Israeli lobby, if these tough guys don't have the wherewithal to approach that issue, then they might as well hang it up, because Israel's nuclear weapons are where it's at.
Uh-huh.
And everybody and their brother knows it, and that's why I wonder why Mearsheimer and Walt don't do the good job on that issue that they do on so many other issues surrounding the problem of Israel and the Israeli lobby in this country.
Now, Mike, are you pressed for time, or can you hang around with us for a little bit?
No, I can hang on. I can hang
good.
On if you want.
Okay, the reason I ask is because we have a patient caller here waiting, John from Tennessee. Let's bring him up. John, come on up.
Hello, Mark. Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. If you don't mind, you know, this Liberty conversation is interesting. I don't get to hear Michael. I had a question I would like to ask him, but it's completely off topic. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, Michael, have you had a chance to read Rudy Giuliani's essay at Foreign Affairs?
No, I haven't. I meant to pick a copy of that up the other day, and I got distracted. I saw it on the bookshelf at a bookstore, and then I was busy checking out. But no, I haven't read it yet.
Well,
no.
you can get it online at foreignaffairs.org. He's on the front page.
Okay.
And this has been a week ago. I don't know if I'm reading more into his paper. You know, there's a couple things that strike me as really strange. First of all, that he goes before the CFR to kind of make his case with John Edwards, towards the American presidency. That in itself, to me, is like he's, bowing before the CFR. And I'm not a Giuliani fan. Well, the question that I had for you is, in an 8-page essay, 30 times, he refers to an international system. 9 times he talks about a global order, a global system. And then 17 times in 8 pages he's talking about towards a realistic peace. So my question for you is this. The way that he's talking, and I hope that you'll read the article, the way that he's talking is as though this international system is already in place. He's clarified what he thinks a hybrid military would be, and that is a blend of a United States military along with a civilian military, and he outlines what they want them to do, build roads and schools and stabilize economies and reestablish currencies and all this other nonsense. So my question for you, and I'd like to hear your take on it, if this is all such good baloney, bovine scatology that Giuliani is putting forth, why take it to the CFR and Foreign Affairs magazine? Why not put it in the Denver Post or the LA Times or the Detroit Free Press?
Well, okay, you posed the question in a very interesting way. First of all, I'll tell you what, I'm sitting before a computer here, and I tried to bring up the essay real quick, but for some reason the computer won't bring up the Foreign Affairs article, but you've outlined it, I think, pretty well, and what you've described doesn't surprise me coming from Giuliani. Now, first of all, the very fact that he went before the Council on Foreign Relations is no surprise because, of course, as most people know, the Council on Foreign Relations has been at the center of a lot of mischief in the conduct of U.S. foreign policy since about 1920, one way or the other. Increasingly, although the Rockefeller family were the American controllers of the Council on Foreign Relations, keep in mind that the Rockefellers reached their zenith a long time ago. David Rockefeller, the head of the empire, is in his final years, so to speak. He's a very old man. The Rockefeller family's wealth has been increasingly divided up amongst the succeeding generations. Much of it has been plowed into these major foundations that are hardly in the control of the Rockefeller family anymore. And there's been an increasingly rising Jewish influence inside the Council on Foreign Relations, with people like Maurice Greenberg coming to the fore. Now, additionally, it's important to note, and this is a very long-winded response, but I'm giving you a very detailed response. Additionally, we have to keep in mind that the Council on Foreign Relations has always been nothing more, as powerful as it has been and influential in the United States in the conduct of foreign policy, it's always been nothing more than a junior American cousin of the Royal Institute of International Affairs based in London, and that has been the foreign policy arm of the Rothschild banking empire, which existed long before the Rockefellers ever had a penny or a drop of oil. Now, with that
Mike,
having been said, we've
got a break. We've got a break coming up.
Mike? I'll hold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. We'll be back in a minute, John. Stay there.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Current Issues, the radio program. I'm sitting in for Hashem Talawi. My name is Mark Glenn, and we were just in the middle of listening to something extremely interesting from my good friend Mike Piper. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like I was engaged in a filibuster there answering John's question about Rudy Giuliani and the Council on Foreign Relations, but I felt the need to kind of give the background on the Council on Foreign Relations, because so many people talk about the Council on Foreign Relations and they perceive it as a super government here, when in fact it's kind of a foreign policy arm of the Rothschild Empire, and it was administered in a sense for many years by American elements of the Rockefeller sphere of influence. But as I say, the Rockefellers are kind of fading into the mist, you know. Well, in any case, coming back to this aspect of the Council on Foreign Relations being an arm of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, you have to keep in mind that Royal Institute was set up with the Rothschild Empire's money back at a time when the British Empire was, you know, at its zenith, and the world system at that time was kind of like a Rothschild Empire, I should say, that was protected by the blood, sweat, and tears of the British people, you know. And you know, things changed in the international system, but the fact remained throughout that behind the scenes, the Rothschild banking empire and its industrial and financial satellites remained in place, not only in the United States through front organizations, but throughout the globe. So when you have Rudy Giuliani giving a speech before the Council on Foreign Relations, what you essentially have is this very popular and well-paid front man paying homage to the real powers behind the scenes, and the language that he utilized, as John, it's John, right, from Tennessee?
Yes.
Yeah, the language that he used, John, is kind of a continuation of the same thing that we've been hearing from these people. Now, in the old days, you know, they fancied the Rothschilds and their Rockefeller satellites and people in the Bilderberg Group and so forth, and then down to the Council on Foreign Relations, they perceived the United Nations as some sort of vehicle that they could use to establish a world system, if not an outright world government, certainly an economic system through which they could dictate the course of world affairs. But with the rise of independence in a lot of the African and Asian nations and the Middle East, even in Latin America today, the powers that be have essentially shelved the United Nations, and more in their writings, for example, in a book by Dory Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, and in the writings of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs and other people, you will find these references to the fact that the United Nations is no longer workable in their view. That's why today what we call the New World Order is really a world empire that they want to administer through the blood, sweat, and tears and the military might, I might say, paid for by our taxpayers, the military might of the United States. So that talk about an international system, that's just a fancy way of saying what those of us here on RBN are known to refer to as the New World Order.
John, do you want to hang on, or do you have more questions?
Yeah, I've got one more comment.
Okay, well, hang on for the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Everybody, you're listening to Current Issues, the radio program. We'll be right back.
It's true.